Blog Talk Radio.
About, oh, you know, go to the exchanges, shop, shop, shop. You have one plan, okay? That plan includes the benefits listed in the left-hand column. Now, you can see Sheila's plan. Sheila's plan was the one that I chose. I chose my services. I've done that for all these years. I chose those services, chose that deductible for $202 a month. Now, with Obamacare, I have to have those 10 essential benefits. Now, I challenge anybody in this room to look at the services that I selected for myself, noting that I'm 61, I know I don't look it, and I have no children or history of alcohol or drug abuse yet, okay? Because this is driving me to drink. But does anybody here really think that I need all the services on the left-hand column? I don't think so.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the ocean began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow's what a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow'll start the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
Welcome once again to the program. That's right. Turn out the lights. The party is over. You hear that, Washington? We are done. We've had enough. Too much. Can't take any more. No more free passes. No more, well, you know, they did the best they could and we don't have anybody else. Well, you know what? We're going to find somebody else. This is absolutely ridiculous. You hear that, Mr. Boehner? Do you know what ridiculous is? You never once, not one time did you, what was your words, one time go against conservative values? Not once? Really? Gee, I can think of 3 trillion times you went against conservative values. Did you forget that? Did you forget about the $3 trillion that you allowed to go through your house? I don't want to hear it. What the hell? Did you hear that noise? Was there some noise? Goddamn engineers. I mean, you buy them books, send them to school, and all they want to do is eat the teacher. Jesus, Christmas God. Oh, unbelievable. I can't work like this. Oh, anyway, getting back to turning out the lights, especially your now mercury-laden baby-killing light bulbs that this Congress allowed to go through. Remember that? Did you vote for that, Mr. Boehner, too? You were in the House at the time. You weren't Speaker. Why would you allow something like that to go through? Well, you see, this is what, it doesn't matter. And that's what the Tea Party is really all about. It really doesn't matter what your stupid party is. We're not interested in your goddamn party. Pick whatever stupid party you want to pick. Who cares? It's not the point. The point is we want our government to follow the Constitution. That's what we want our government to do. I'm sorry. Hey, why would a citizen expect to have their government follow their Constitution? I can see where that's extreme. I can see where that needs the FBI and the EPA. How about that EPA, the top dog at the EPA who was a big global warmer? Yeah, how about him milking the government, telling his bosses in the Hill up there, that, oh, yeah, I'm going on a top secret CIA mission. So he goes to his little home, wherever the hell it is, and on his little yacht. And I mean, he's living it up, living the good life on your dime. And then forcing you to buy mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulbs from China in order to, well, their intent is to save the environment, but the light bulbs that they're forcing you to buy, well, they destroy the environment. They also, well, they kill people. Mercury will kill you. You get enough mercury in your body, you're going to die. Once mercury gets into your body, it doesn't come out. You can't get it out. It's in. Well, you get to a certain level and that's it. Good night, Irene. Turn out the lights. The party is over. That's what we're talking about, Mr. Painter. The Tea Party is not about party affiliation. It's simply about government responsibility, for God's sakes. We can't have any more of this corruption and making deals with China to buy mercury-laden light bulbs. That if you drop one, you have to evacuate your house, scoop it up a certain way. You know that people are going to use the vacuum, and then, oh, God, everybody's going to be infected. I mean, why would you even put that on the market? I mean, think about this. Here the government is forcing you to buy a very toxic product in order to save the environment. And these are the same people that are running your health care. You know, the one that they took away from you so you could be like the other 45, 50 million people that were uninsured before we started. Actually, I don't think that number was nowhere near 50 million. Well, it's way past it now, thanks to you, Mr. Obama. And that's right, you're now Mr. Obama. I cannot call you president. I'm sorry. The president that, well, the president that I was taught in school, and the one that is diagrammed here in the, redacted Constitution. You know, the one that you took out your little pen and started to mark off. Yeah, that one. Well, see, the executive branch, you know, it used to be Article 2. And nowhere in there does it say that you have extreme power, total control. You see, that total control and extreme power, absolute power, okay, that is the textbook definition of tyranny. That's the whole purpose for the document being written. Is to do they put as many safeguards in there as they could to keep the government from going tyrannical. They knew that it could. And now it has. And for what? What are we gaining? Look at everything that liberalism has brought this country. I can't think of one liberal thing that has been successful. Sometimes they actually come up with a pretty good idea, but they can't get anything done. They can come up with little dreams, but they have no idea how to implement it. They have no idea how to do it. Well, there's nothing wrong with dreaming. But
in order for a dream to come to become reality, it takes human intervention. You've got to work it. You can't just pass a piece of legislation and think technology is all of a sudden going to be invented. Hello? I mean, these cars are just... And now they want you to run on these electric cars, but they take away all of your opportunity to get electricity because they've closed down all the coal mines. Tell me again how liberalism is effective. How is liberalism of better for us all? How is that looking out for the well-being, promoting the general welfare? Remember that? Promoting the general welfare? Where have you heard that before? I wonder where I've heard that before. Oh, that's right. It was in that document they wrote. It was so long ago. I mean, that was way before Benghazi, too. Good God. And Benghazi, I mean, that was around, that was like Caesar time. You know, Shakespeare wrote plays about Benghazi so long ago. Good God. It was so long ago, the history books forgot to put it in there. They forgot all about it. Oh, yeah, I remember that Benghazi. That was so long ago. Oh, my God, I forgot about it. Well, I'm sure the parents and family members of four particular individuals, they haven't forgotten about it. Pretty sure there's some more people other than me that haven't forgotten about it. I'm sorry, but what happened in Benghazi, just that right there, I mean, up and down the line of, look, there's incompetence is one thing. But this, I mean, this almost, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, everything leads to not so much incompetence, but deliberate. My question now is why? For what? I mean, is somebody else pulling the strings with this guy? He's got, I mean, did he get in bed with the wrong leaders in the wrong country? I mean, what the hell is going on? That's what I'd like to know. And thank God we got a Congress. And I kind of understand what they're doing and why they're doing it. But me personally, what I don't understand is why aren't they just simply going out and just using the I word? You got to use it. It's time. We've got to turn out the lights. Their party has got to be over. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people in Washington, far too many of you, but that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. You drop the ball, you got to sit on a bench. Turn out them lights. Your little party is over. Don't worry about cleaning up the mess. We will bring in experts. You've done enough damage. Go home. Look, this is... I mean, I'm sorry. They got to just come out and just start impeachment hearings. Forget about the stupid race crap. We're way past that now. Lost people's lives, people who don't have health care, if you go by stupid groups, which I don't, which I think it's ridiculous to put all these people in groups. If we're going to be friggin' united, goddammit, quit putting me in groups. Jesus, God, quit putting anybody in groups. Nobody. I don't fit in any group. You can't fit me in any group. I'm just way too independent. I'm a free thinker. I don't fit in any stupid group. Oh, you got to put them in this category. Well, we've got to target this category and do a speech over there about the gay people.
and the transgendered and the we don't know what really it is, but it's alive. So just go ahead and can you know target it. Say something nice about it. This is what I'm sick and tired of in politics. Don't, God damn it, don't tell me what I want to hear because you don't know what I want to hear. Don't assume that you're trying to tap into my emotions. You're not. You're boring me to tears. Don't worry about stupid groups. There's only one group you got to worry about, and that's Americans. That's it. That's all we got. We come in every flavor, every color, every shape, every form, every deformed. We're Americans. That's all we are. One group. That's it. That's your group. That's your target group, Mr. Politician or Ms. Politician. That's your target group, Americans. God, I can't stand all the, wow, they got to go after the unions, and they got to go after these people, then they got to go after the, well, the religious, the evangelicals, they call them, or whatever the hell they call them. Whatever. All these groups, I can't keep up with all these goddamn groups. Groups! Everybody talks about, integration. Those are the people, they're integrated all right. They live in a neighborhood that's got everybody that looks almost identical to them. They all think the same way. Oh, yeah. Obama. Yeah. Think about it. Think about all the people that have lost their jobs and lost their health care. Think about all the people that have moved from the middle class down to the lower class. And then think about all the people that moved from the middle class or the upper class to the extreme upper class. And there's your answer. There's your problem. There's your problem and your answer all in one. That's why it's time to turn out the lights. You children, you go on home now. Time, it's way past your bedtime. You go on home. We're going to let the adults come in. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to look at this anymore. You can't keep spinning it there, Chris Tingle. If you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about Chris Matthews. Mr. Tingle up his leg, Chris Tingle. Since it's a little apropos for Christmas, I'm going to keep saying it. And Mr. Tingle, when Glenn Beck was talking about we, the people, that's our job. Yeah, we do have the right to tell our leaders what we want them to do. That's our job as voters, as responsible citizens, you idiot. You know, your audience, I can see why you would say that, because that's about as high a level as you can get for your audience. Nobody's buying that crap. How can you? I mean, it's to the point, I mean, it is deep, deep, deep into the, I mean, just embarrassingly pathetic. I mean, this guy, now they're doing anything and everything they possibly can to get young people, anybody, really, for that matter, but they want them youngins. They want them youngins to come in there because, you know, they need their money.
And the youngins are saying, well, wait a minute. All you want me to do is get into this health care thing so you can get my money? No. No. They are, no. So now they've got, I mean, this is just absolutely, I got to cover this. Oh, my God. This is, I mean, it's just, look, if you have to go to those lengths to stretch to that far to get people to sign up for your health care, something that is mandatory. Think about that. The government mandates you. It is by law that you are required. You have to do it. And if you don't, you will get fined or you will go to jail. So it's mandatory. So here he is spending, they've already spent $5.4 billion with a big fat friggin' B. $5.4 billion on advertising. $4.5 billion to advertise. I understand advertising, you know, is expensive. But it's mandatory, meaning you have to do it. So you should have been able to do this without spending $4.5 billion with a big fat frickin' B dollars. Just saying. And now this is where, I mean, it just keeps getting more and more and more and more and more every single day. I mean, the incompetence just seems to like grow like this of ever oozing slime that is just cascading throughout the country, and it just won't stop. So now the White House names former Microsoft executive to run healthcare.gov. They already went through one guy. He got the website able to handle about, oh, I don't know, probably about a couple of thousand at a time now. But they still haven't fixed it. Well, I don't mean fix. I mean, well, they still haven't fixed it. There's still problems with it. But they still haven't built it yet. The, like, important part, you know, where you pay for it, and the insurance company knows that you're actually insured, they've got your money. Well, nobody has any money. There is nobody that has paid. That part of this notion that they've got $364,000, and then, oh, yeah, make sure you call your health care company, or your health care insurance company. Find out if you're insured. No, wait a minute. I just signed up on your goddamn website that you spent $67 million frickin' dollars. $677 million goddamn dollars, and now I got to do your work for you? What? No, 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 no. I mean, come on. This number, 364,000 and some odd, no, 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 no. The real number is zero. Think about it. Part of the program hasn't been completed yet and is inofferable because it hasn't been completed yet. How is any of that 364,000, how were those people signed up? How did they pay for it? They haven't. Insurance companies don't have any money. But what did Obama do? Well, just insurance companies, just consider them insured. Well, they don't have any information on these people. How are these insurance companies supposed to know who they're supposed to say, okay, yeah, we got you insured? Well, I guess all the people that they canceled. I mean, come on. What more? How much more chaos do we realistically need to have before we realize that this is never going to work? And it's time to get rid of it. You see Mr. King and Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell and Mr. Boehner, you see now that when you had that perfect opportunity. Stand your ground. And you dropped the ball. All you had to do, all you had to do was just hold on to the goddamn ball. That's it. Do nothing else. What do they do? All right, we give up. Give up. You didn't do anything. Look, I mean, Mr. Cruz did the best that he could. He should have had a hell of a lot more Republicans on his side. This is what the American people are upset about. This isn't just the Tea Party. Don't give me that just the Tea Party crap. I don't want to hear that, Mr. Boehner. The Tea Party is not a party. It's just a mindset that we expect our government to follow the Constitution, be fiscally responsible, and stay the hell out of our friggin' lives. That's it. That's the overwhelming vast majority of the American people. Well, we haven't been getting that. And the American people are tired of it because now, finally, for the first time, these idiots are finally waking up. Yeah, your cost of all this so-called everybody's free and liberalism. All your rainbows and unicorns. Yeah, look, yeah. Look what it's got the country. Look where we are. Me, for one, I think we're a lot better than that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We're a lot better than that. So here we are, the White House now, still can't seem to get their acts together. So the former Microsoft executive, Kurt Ben, or whatever the hell his name is, who cares? Will take over the volunteer job of overseeing ongoing fixes to the federal Obamacare marketplace, healthcare.gov. Looks like he's starting today. Mr. DeBean is replacing management guru Jeffrey Zients, or whatever his stupid name was. He came in, got the website almost working. We're not finished yet, so they got to get somebody else in there. I mean... And then you've got, now listen, now this is what really bothers me about this whole thing. Do I have a problem with them bringing people in to try to fix the damn thing? No. But here's the problem that I have. This is the third person that they brought in. I am pleased to announce Kurt DeBean, or whatever his name is, as my senior advisor and successor to Jeff Zients, said our good friend, Kat Sebelius. The president and I, she goes on to say, believe strongly in having one person with strong experience and expertise in management and execution who is thinking 24/7 about healthcare.gov. This right there, that statement right there, this is the heart of the matter right there. Sweetheart, Cat, hello, wakey-wakey time, sweetheart, huh? Come here. You feel that? Wake up. That's your job, you numbskull. The president and I believe strongly in having one person with strong experience and expertise in management and execution. Isn't that why you were hired there, Kat? Huh? Weren't you supposed to be an expert? Huh? In management and execution? That's your job as the secretary, Miss Sebelius. Your job is not there to look pretty in front of the cameras. You have an actual job to do. Hello? And you can't do it. Why is she not fired? Well, probably because she's the kind of person that would spill the beans. Uh-oh, we don't want that. So let's bring in these experts to come in. Old Kat Sebelius is on the sidelines. I mean, just what I don't care if this guy is doing this. Evidently, he's doing it for nothing. He's going to be drawing a paycheck, but he's going to give it right back or whatever. So he's doing it for nothing. I don't care. It's not the point. That's the job of the Health and Human stupid secretary's job. Look, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, get the hell out of the way. Resign. I mean, you've got the experts. You paid $677 million goddamn dollars that will very soon rise over to a billion. Hire experts that know what the hell they're doing. It's up to you to go, well, check on them. Say, hey, give me a progress report. I would require a progress report every week. Find out, are we on schedule? And if we're not on schedule, we need to find out why. We need to get our asses on schedule. That's, God, you don't have to be you don't have to have years of experience to do that. Jesus, God. I mean, God damn. Another reason. Do we need any more reason? Look, I'm sorry, Congress, but your little dance, I guess, with the legal system isn't going to work. I love the idea. I'm glad that you're finally bringing this to somebody's attention, at least looking like you're actually doing your job. You have that appearance. However, this isn't going to work that way. But you do have the power in the Constitution, whether it's been redacted or not. You do have the power to begin impeachment proceedings. And it's time. It's time. You're forcing people to sign into a website that is not secure. And they've admitted it. Don't sign into it. You're going to fine them. How is that constitutional? I don't know. Mr. Roberts seemed to think that it is, even though he called it a tax, because that's what the government fought for, even though they told you it's not a tax. That's called deceit. Deceit is a lie. It is deliberate. I don't care if Benghazi was thousands of years ago. We still had four American brothers that were, as far as I'm concerned, needlessly killed, and we haven't done a goddamn thing about it, but allow 400 surface-to-air missiles get into the hands of Syrian rebels. Gee. We also lost a Border Patrol agent and allowed thousands of guns to go into the Mexican drug cartel's hands. And we still need more evidence. How about the IRS? Familiar with that scandal? Well, why should you be? The media didn't cover it, except to say that it was a witch hunt. Another right-wing conspiracy. Remember that there, Hillary Hitman Clinton? Who gave that stand-down order? Why was it given? Those are two questions that we have yet to get the answers to. Nor have we really had the media ask the question directly. The next time the president comes into one of his little, where he breaks in, did you hear about that? We're going to get into that today, if I could ever shut up. President crashes into a meeting and discusses about all these things that they didn't come in there to meet about, and they were not too happy, all the tech giants, all the executives. These people are desperate. They will stop at absolutely friggin' nothing. All right, I know what the hell I was talking about. We're going to get into everything today if I can, you know, finally get through all this stuff. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, this stuff just drives you nuts, man. You got to get it out. But as far as I'm concerned, it's okay to start using the impeachment words. I mean, how much more evidence do we need? My God. And the NSA, now we got old Merkel. She's at it again. She chewed old Mr. Obama's ass out. She let him have it. And I'm German.
And I do know that look that that woman's got in her eyes. That is the German look for don't you dare. Don't even think about it. Wrong time to be messing with me. So, we'll get into that too if I could ever shut up. I still haven't even played a Christmas song yet. Oh, God damn. We'll get into it. We're going to get into everything. All right, let's finish this. Got Cat Sebelius now, who needs somebody else to come in to do her job because she can't figure it out. The administration has it's got to the point where their mandate can't even get people to sign up for it. So this is what they have resorted to. And we've got a couple of these. Here's the first one. This is what part of the of 5 or 4.5 billion with a big fat friggin' B dollars has gone towards.
Seems like everything's about to change in the healthcare industry. When coverage expands and they can't reject you for conditions that are pre-existing. You're young, you're wild and free, but you need to stay healthy. There's no excuse to be uninsured. Just stop for a minute and think. You're not immune to all disease. Take advantage of this opportunity. Keep your mind at ease and get some security. Don't need a lot of money, money, money to stay young and healthy, healthy, healthy. We just want to make it more fair with affordable healthcare. Ain't it about the cha-ching, cha-ching, ain't about the, yeah, bling, bling, affordable care, don't worry about the price tag.
All right, get that damn thing off my hair. Now, here, this is, okay, I know it was only $2,000 they spent to give this chick to do this stupid song. Still. Now, the song is just contradicts itself. Don't worry about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Don't worry about the ba-bling, ba-bling. Don't worry about the price tag. Affordable health care. Now, if it's affordable, you shouldn't have to say, don't worry about the ching, cha-ching in the, yeah, baby, bling, ba-bling, ba-bling. Don't worry about that price tag. It's affordable. No, it ain't. That's why people are worried about the price tag. I mean, it just contradicts itself. I mean, young people are not stupid. They're idiots, but they're not stupid. Now that it's coming out of their pocket, they're finally opening up their frickin' eyes. Maybe you should have been paying attention. Yeah, that college professor of yours is a real frickin' genius, isn't he? He's an idiot. And so are you for following that crap. Now you're starting to see exactly what liberalism brings. Oh, but it's not Obama's fault. No, it's the Republicans' fault. If they would have just allowed the country to borrow more money, we could have spent more money and we could have made it work. No, you can't. You can't buy prosperity. You have to grow it, man. You have to earn it. You have to work it, man. Dreams do not become a reality unless you work it, man. It's like kneading the dough, man. That dough ain't going to rise if you don't knead it, man. It may rise a little bit, but it ain't going to, no. You want that bread to rise, man. You got to get all that air and all that crap out of there, man. And just dig your fingers in there, man. You're going to have to get a little dirty. It's okay. You can wash up afterwards. You dig your fingers in there, man. You need that dough, man. You take that dream, man, and you need it. You got to work it with your bare frickin' hands. Otherwise, that dream will never become a reality. Why? Because it's still in your head. Being in your head isn't going to do you any good. What's it going to do? It's just going to sit there, along with a whole bunch of other things you got up there. You can't just write down on a piece of paper and say, okay, now we've got technology. Well, what if we would have done that with NASA? Would we have ever gotten to the moon? No. You wouldn't have allowed NASA to actually, well, do their job. Well, there it is. Yep. What's technology? Yep.
You only got a year. Oh, okay. That'll work. Yeah, they had goals, but they were, you know, they were a little bit more realistic. There's nothing wrong with having goals. But you can't legislate technology. Technology has to be built. All you people, you come up with all these, this EPA who comes up with all, you know, all these rules, regulations, and guidelines, but they don't tell you how to fix it. They just tell you that you can't do something. They can't tell you what to do in place of it. They can't tell you that. All the only thing they can tell you, well, you're producing too much this or too much that, so shut it down. Yeah, that's helpful. Milking the country for almost $1 billion. That's the EPA. That's just one man milked the your money. People need guns and full body armor to swoop in on panhandlers in Chicken, Alaska. They're making legislation. I'm sorry, but no. You make recommendations. You get a clipboard and a test tube, and you shut the F up. The EPA should an EPA be allowed to be carrying guns. It's okay for the government to carry guns, but not the citizens. Don't you know? The Second Amendment has been completely redacted. There's nothing here. There's not even a period. They redacted that, too. Jesus, God almighty, sweet blue heaven. What the hell is going on? It is time for impeachment. I'm sorry, Congress, but this little song and dance with the courts, all you're going to do is be wasting time. The American people are not going to be taking you seriously. Maybe that's why the media isn't covering it, because you're not. It's time to impeach. Just say the word, man. Just say the word. Look, we got to put an end to this. The country is bleeding to death. All right? Our jugular vein has been slit. It is time to sew it back up. We will bleed to death. I'm not interested to bleed. I'm not interested in bleeding to death, okay? I'm sorry. You drop the ball, you got to sit on a bench. No more free passes for none of you guys. No more. Your party is over. Work. Hello? Show me something successful. In the last 5 years, give me something successful. Unemployment? How many people were unemployed? Actual true numbers. How many people were unemployed when Obama first took over? And how many people are employed, real true numbers, now? Think about it. You can't blame Bush for that. Those numbers are much higher. What is it, 91.5 million? Hello? Tell me again where liberalism works. Tell me again that this administration is successful. We can say the word impeachment. It's okay. I'm going to say it. So if that little ditty that this chick had to run her voice through a whole bunch of echoes and all different kinds of sound effects to make her sound good, it still didn't work. If that doesn't make you want to go out and run into the next computer and start signing up for 3 weeks to get into Obamacare, maybe this one might help you.
Let me be clear. When I'm in the Oval Office, call me President Barack, President Barack, President Barack. And if my critics get an attitude, I tell them to stop, I tell them to stop, I tell them to stop. And if you need that new health care, sign up because it's hot, sign up because it's hot, sign up because it's hot. I'm Commander-in-Chief and I'm 2 terms strong, plus I've got this health care which has got it going on. I'm a nice press with some nice dreams. See this flag pin? See my swag's clean? Affordable health care. Officially a go. Oh, that's better than what we had a year ago. Your options are really widespread. Don't worry about what them, they, her, or he said. I could educate you. This could be your health ed. Jump on your mom's plan. That's how you get a his ed.
All right, 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 all I will educate you. No, 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 Mr. Obama. I will educate you. And yeah, again, you are now Mr. Obama. I cannot call you a president. Presidents do not act like that. Presidents follow our Constitution. That's what presidents do. I cannot call you a president for all your violations of what you have done against not only this Constitution, but the American people. Well, I mean, it's kind of synonymous. I can't say that word. Again, I made it all day yesterday without a broken left-handed tongue, and here the son of a bitch comes out. All right, but anyway, in any event, if you violate the Constitution, you're violating the American people. It's just the way it is. We can't have that anymore. Presidents don't do that. And you're not even a king. Mr. Putin let you know that. Also, Ms. Merkel let you know that. So you've lost your kingship, your presidentship. You've lost it all, ship. You are now Mr. Obama. When you start following that Constitution and acting like a president, a responsible president, then I will call you president, but I can't call you a president if you're not acting like a president. Presidents do not violate our Constitution. And my God, sir, what you have done just to the preamble is grounds for impeachment alone, much less the body or the Bill of Rights. I mean, come on. What you've done to the Bill of Rights, my Lord, it's a hatchet job. It's a bloodbath. I mean, it's come on. I mean, that rap, I mean, it just get it because it's hot? They call me Barack? I mean, what the hell? How if you heard that, first of all, I'm not a rapologist. I think all rap sucks. I really don't care who sings it. All right, it's not singing. I don't know what the hell it is. I just hear rap. I hate it. I hate the beat. It does absolutely nothing for me. I don't get it. I don't really care. If you want to go ahead and do it, you want to go ahead and sing it and go out there and make yourself gazillions of dollars for doing it, knock yourself out, kids. I don't give a damn. I don't have to buy your stupid records. Well, there aren't any records anymore. You got to go on iTunes or whatever. But you know what I mean. But I'm not a rapologist, but... I mean, it doesn't, you don't have to be to know that, well, it wasn't very, well, rhythmical, first of all, but whoever wrote the lyrics was not much of a lyricist. Just saying. I don't know how that's going to encourage people to go out and sign for Obamacare. A mandatory, mind you. All right, enough. I can't deal with any more of this. And then now, isn't there a new one? What the hell? They've got a new one now. Oh, that's right. I watched it. Oh, my God. It doesn't really play on over the air. You got to look at it. But it doesn't even play on video. They've got this kid. He's walking up to his car, and he gets a call from his parents. And they say, yeah, you got to come home. We got to have a conversation. We got to talk. And he's thinking, oh, what the hell? So in his mind, he's thinking, what is it? And, the parents are, he's seeing in his mind, it's going back and forth. So, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, what he's dreaming what his parents are going to talk about. And they're stupid stuff like, oh, we got tattoos. We joined the circus. You know, we did this. And he keeps going, ah, no, no, no. So he gets there, and then they start talking about, well, we want you to join for healthcare. The guy goes, yeah, really? Healthcare? Well, I was thinking about it, but... And so it really doesn't even really promote it. It's just telling the truth. The kids are thinking, well, yeah, I'm thinking about it, but it's too expensive. I can't really do it. They didn't say that. But, I mean, it does absolutely no good for nobody. You watch that, you're not going to be... it doesn't say, please sign up. It says, please stay away. I mean, is that their intent that they want to, I don't think you can't hire enough managers to fix this absolute mess. I mean, it's a disaster. God almighty in heaven. Well, so we talk a little bit about that. Oh, look at this. The U.S. Army now seeks removal of Lee and Stonewall Jackson honors. I started reading parts of this. I haven't really finished it, but it is just... Look, it's American history, whether you want to believe it or not. It is American history. That's just part of history. Look, history includes the good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly. It's just history. Get offended by history. Especially since, well, no one's alive today to, well, it's history. It's okay to learn history. By learning history, well, you can better help the future. It's just the way it is. I didn't make the rules of the world. I just understand them. So the U.S. Army War College, which molds future field generals, has begun discussing whether it should remove its portraits of Confederate generals, including those of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Nestled in a rural Pennsylvania on the 500-acre Carlisle Barracks, the War College is conducting an inventory of all of its paintings and photographs with an eye for rehanging them in historical themes to tell a particular Army story. During the inventory, an unidentified official, not the commandant, asked the administration why the college honors two generals who fought against the United States. I do know at least one person has questioned why we would honor individuals who were enemies of the United States Army. There will be a dialogue when we develop the idea of what do we want the hallway to represent? And I'm thinking to myself, you asshole. Look, it's history. History. How can you learn anything from it if you're not allowed to learn it? You're going to wipe it away like it never happened? Look, the South was... To them, it was states' rights. To the North, it was about preserving the Union. Even though, yes, it was all over slavery. Yes, that was the crux of everything. But to the South, it was about states' rights. Now, whether they were right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, I mean, both sides did have some points. I do believe in states' rights. I'm a big states' rights guy. But at the end, I think we came together pretty good. It took a little while. We're still coming together. But if we are going to legitimately really come together, we must first consider ourselves together. And what I mean by that, we can't keep segregating everybody, putting everybody in groups. Segregating everybody in groups is not integrating. Stop with the groups. We got one group in this country, and that's America, and that's it. We got one group, and we come in every flavor. You go to Baskin Robbins, they got 31 flavors. Still ice cream. Well, it's the same way with us. We're still Americans. Okay, some are chocolate, some are vanilla, some are pecan, some are strawberry, some are peach. I mean, forget about the goddamn groups and just we're Americans. That's it. Got one group. But we got to get rid of them, well, because, oh, that's slavery. look, slavery's been over with for 148 years. We don't have it anymore. Nobody wants it that I know of. And that does include the Tea Party. The Tea Party does not want to enslave black people, believe it or not. I know, the cat's out of the bag. But that is the truth. Nobody wants to enslave anybody. Except for if you look at the reality, it does look like the left really wants to enslave you. They want you to be their good little soldiers. If you go rat on your little neighbors and tell us who's naughty and who's nice, we'll give you some government cookies. And they're sweet and delicious. Would you like some? That's what you are, illegal aliens. You are nothing but a vote to these people. You are not a person. You are not a citizen. You are a vote. And that is absolutely disgusting. I'm sorry. I can't see how you people don't see that. Maybe you don't have any choice. I don't know. The chances of any illegal alien listening to this program is probably nil to none. But by some strange, oddball chance that you are, we welcome you here. We want you to come here, but we want you to do it right. Do not follow them. They'll get you here. But once they get you here, they will got you here. And they will got you. And they'll keep a hold of you. And you will do what you're told, or yeah, you will be deported. You are now their vote. You vote for whoever they tell you to vote for. That's it. That's the only reason why you're over here. You want to come over here the right way? We'll help you out. But if you go with them, hey, look. I mean, you want to make a deal with the devil, knock yourself out. You got to deal with the consequences. All right, let's talk about this. Obama hijacks the tech executive meeting to make a PR pitch on Obamacare website fix. Instead of talking about the NSA surveillance, which was why they were there, he wants to talk about getting his website fixed. Somebody, please help me. I've got the sexiest man alive, and it's still not working. This guy is just, I mean, he's... So during a White House meeting called to brief America's largest tech companies today about government overreach in electronic surveillance, see, he didn't want to talk about that. He didn't want to talk about what was, you know, his overreach with the NSA spying on everybody. President, he's not longer president. I forgot. We're going to have to scratch that out of there. Mr. Barack Obama changed the subject, angering some meeting participants by shifting gears to address the failed launch of healthcare.gov. That wasn't what we came for, a vice president of company whose CEO attended told Mail Online. We really didn't care for a PR pitch about how the administration is trying to salvage its internal healthcare tech nightmare. Well, I don't blame this guy. We come here to talk about how you're spying on everybody and your overreach. And here you talk about, we're not going to help you with your stupid healthcare.gov. You spent $677 goddamn dollars on that stuff. Millions of dollars. $677 million. Soon to be over $1 billion. Maybe if you, as commander-in-chief, the buck stops with you. But see, nobody told him anything. It's not his fault. See, the Republicans knew that there was problems, and the Republicans held that information. They did it deliberately. They wouldn't give the information out to the Democrats. Nobody told the president. How could nobody have told the president? I guess he wasn't watching MSNBC that night. I just don't. One executive said that the
that meeting participants were dead set against straying from the principal focus of the meeting. The uncomfortable and legally untenable position they are in when the National Security Agency demands access to their digital records. The White House said in advance that the meeting would include a discussion of healthcare.gov, but the company executive said only subject that mattered to the participants was the NSA, but the president didn't want to talk about that. I wonder why. Maybe because he just got his ass chewed by Miss Merkel? Maybe that didn't want to talk about nothing? He wanted to change the subject? That's what this guy does. That's what the left does. When they get backed in a corner, well, just obfuscate, get yourself somewhere else. And then, you know, if all else fails, just blame Bush. Bush did a lot. I'm not going to say that he didn't have his stupidity moments. They all did. Washington all the way up. But the comparison of stupidity moments to any other president alongside this president, no way. That's right. He's not longer the president. He's a mister. Pro tempore. President. He basically hijacked the meeting, one executive said. We all told the White House that we were only there to talk about the NSA, what the NSA was up to, and how it affects us. Yet Obama, according to insiders, repeatedly peppered the discussion with reassuring words about how the Affordable Care Act marquee website was well on its way to becoming functional. Well on its way of being functional? Wait a minute. It shouldn't be online if it's not functional. And that was what, 3 months ago? 2 months ago? We don't care. We want to talk about your overreach with the NSA. What are you doing, sir? Well, sign up because it's hot. One executive of a company represented at the meeting told The Guardian that a change of focus is not going to happen. We are there to talk about the NSA. Well, I can't see how people now, I mean, every day it just keeps getting more and more and more. When is it that time? I'm sorry, Congress, but I understand what you're trying to do. But you're just going to have to you're going to have to face reality, too. Look, nobody really wants to have to do this, but damn it to hell, we don't have any more choices. I mean, we're out of options here. Our entire republic is being destroyed right before our eyes, man. I can't stand looking at this. It's like looking at your dog, man. You're watching your dog slowly die. I can't stand to look at that. I'm sorry, but I can't stand to look at that. It's time. It's okay to impeach a president. Look, if they get out of line, we've got to get rid of them. Who cares? Look, this is our Constitution. It's not the government's. And there's a lot of other people that need to be impeached, too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of Republicans that need to be impeached. This isn't about party. No, no, no. This is about the person, the individual, the politician, not the party, the politician. We need to clean house. We need a lot of people need to lose their job. And the ones that aren't up for election, you need to use this as a lesson. You want to keep your job? Well, you start doing your job and you behave. What I mean by behave is you follow that Constitution. You do not fray. You drop the ball, well, you got to sit on a bench. God, I swear to God Almighty. Congress, I know I sound like a broken freaking record, but Congress,
What you're trying to do is for us. We need to do that as citizens. We should have the right to do a class action lawsuit against the government for violations of the Constitution. Congress, you have the power to impeach. That's part of your job. And it starts with the House. It's time to say the word. So we've got Merkel now compared the NSA to Stasi in a heated encounter with Obama. In an angry exchange with Barack Obama, Angela Merkel has compared the snooping practices of the U.S. with those of the Stasi, the ubiquitous and all-powerful secret police of the communist dictatorship in East Germany, where she grew up. The German chancellor told the U.S. president that America's National Security Agency cannot be trusted because of the volume of material it had allowed to leak to the whistleblower Edward Snowden. Even Angela Merkel gets it. Exactly what I have been saying. The fact isn't that he stole that information. Yeah, what he did, okay, fine. You can argue on both sides whether he was a traitor or not. That part to me is irrelevant. That part is, at this point, is really irrelevant. You've got two separate things going on here. They're both actually, they're very close to each other, but they're very separate. They're very far apart. What Edward Snowden did is one thing. What the NSA did is something else. How the NSA allowed an Edward Snowden, a guy been there, what, 2-3 months? Walk in, steal all this information, walk out, fly to China, then off to Russia? Hello? Hello? Yes, Mr. Snowden, in his mind, I do believe that he believes that he is doing the right thing. Well, the government definitely sees it the other way. However, I really don't know. What I see, the biggest problem that I see, yes, do I see the problem that Snowden does bear by having all this information out to people that should not be having it? Yeah, I do see that as a big problem. I'm not mitigating that. No. But the fact that our NSA allowed that information to be taken out of there, that says more than anything else. That's incompetence. And that starts at the very frickin' top. That is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. This is what we're tired of, Mr. Boehner. This isn't about the Tea Party. This isn't about any party. This isn't about Republicans. This isn't about Democrats. This is about Americans. This is about us finally taking control of our government. It is our government, not theirs, it's ours. That Constitution is ours. That protects us from our government. But our government has to follow it. And so do we. And it's okay. Nobody's going to get hurt by following the Constitution. Pretty sure about that one. Pretty sure about that one. There's nothing in there that's going to physically, emotionally, financially, or any other kind of way harm you if you follow that document. Which means, Mr. Obama, you're going to have to give up your kingship. Okay? You're going to have to put down the crown and get off of the throne. You're fired. Livid after learning from Der Spiegel magazine that the Americans were listening into her personal mobile phone, Merkel confronted Obama with the accusation, this is like the Stasi. Well, I don't know who they were. I really never paid attention as a kid with all that East German and West German crap. And then when I was in the Navy, I think I just got out, as a matter of fact, is when the actual wall came crumbling down. But when Reagan gave that speech, I remember, I believe we were out to sea. We got, I think it came on 8 farts or something. We were out to sea and we got that speech. But in any event, the wall came down. There is, you know, at least a little bit of appearance of being of freedom. So in any event, the newspaper also reported that Merkel was particularly angry. Based on the disclosures, the NSA clearly couldn't be trusted with private information because they let Snowden clean them out. Well, yes, she's absolutely 100% correct. In Brussels, the chairman of the U.S. House Select Committee of Intelligence, Mike Rogers, a Republican, sometimes I don't know if I trust that dude or not. I don't know what it is. I like him. He does say a lot of things. He's a pretty smart guy. He was, I think he's ex-FBI or he's ex-something. I'm still on the fence with him. Anyway, he said his views on the invitation to Snowden were not fit to print and that it was not a great idea. Inviting someone who is wanted in the U.S. and has jeopardized the lives of U.S. soldiers was beneath the dignity of the European Parliament, he said. He declined to comment on Merkel's alleged remarks to Mr. Obama. In comments to The Guardian, he referred to the exchange as a conversation that may or may not have occurred. So, in other words, that conversation took place. Ms. Merkel chewed his ass. I don't know why Mr. Rogers is kind of protecting him, but for whatever reason, I don't know. Who cares? Does it matter? No. So far, though, Mr. Rogers, he does seem to be a good guy. So right now, we're going to put him on the good guy list. This is the whole problem. There's a confidence level. I know there's nothing in law or whatever that says, but look, if you're incompetent, I'm sorry. However you got to be incompetent is really no excuse. You cannot no longer violate our Constitution. We can't have that anymore. This is our job. This isn't up to our leaders, but we need to start doing this now. And I'm sorry, guys, but in Congress, you're going to have to learn the word impeachment and do it right. What you did with Clinton was stupid. It was a waste of time. This isn't a blue stained dress scandal. Okay? Nobody's got a little love goo all over themselves. Except for Mr. Chris Tingle, who slobbers all over himself, spitting and sputtering. That's gross, man, watching this guy. He's got spittle and all kinds of slobber and mucus and pus dripping out of his mouth. It's just, my God, Mr. Tingle, wear a bib or something when you come on the air. Go back to drinking or something. Jesus, God. Look, if you're going to have the largest spy agency in the world, don't you think it would behoove of you to make sure that, well, one, nobody knows that it exists? I mean, I'm just saying. And if you are going to spy, you need to make goddamn sure that you don't get caught. That's the whole part of being a spy, is not getting caught. Part of being a spy agency is not allowing somebody to come up who's only been in the company for 2 months, doesn't even have a high school education, he's got a GED, and he's able to take all this top secret government information, all these records. I mean, there should have been lots and lots and lots of people losing their jobs effective immediately when that happened, right? They didn't. Fast and Furious? I mean, there should have been a whole slew of people lose their jobs. Then you get to Benghazi. Then you go to the IRS. I mean, my Lord. What that stimulus package did, look at all these people that accepted all these free gifts from all these phony companies. Solyndra was started up to fail. It was a phony company. And look at all of them got all these big, giant bonuses. They were only put that company together to milk the American people's money. This administration, Barack Insane Obama, forced Congress to give a stimulus package. Whether Congress actually knew it or not, who knows? They probably did. Maybe some did. Maybe some didn't. But they used that money to give to their friends, the donors, the this, the that, all their little friends. And, oh, look at this. We're starting up these green energy companies. But they fail because they're designed to really fail. And yet they're allowed to get all of these bonuses. How does a company go out of business and still able to pay their executives millions of dollars apiece for bonuses? How does that happen? Oh, that's right. That money was given to them by the stimulus package. So in other words, the government just gave these companies a big, giant, multi-gazillion dollar check, said, here you are, form a company, make it look like we're really doing something, and when it goes under, just take all the money as bonus, and we'll continue buying these from China. I mean, that right there, that is criminal right there. Forcing someone to sign on to a website that is insecure and every hacker can go in there and take whatever information that they want to, that is also criminal. Yes, Congress is right. This is criminal activity. But you need to prosecute that. I understand that that needs to be done away from Congress. Congress, you have the right to impeach. Once he's impeached, criminal activity, that can't be done by Congress. Even I know that. I know what they're trying to do. I know what they're trying to do. But it doesn't work that way. That's our job as citizens. Somebody out there should be doing this. I wish I was a lawyer. I do have a meeting coming up here this in after the holidays. So hopefully within that I can find the attorney that I'm looking for. But that needs to come from us. What Congress can do is impeach. That's what they can do, and that's what they should do. We're at that point. We don't have to keep talking about it. We're at that point. So now, speaking of at that point, EPA's highest paid employee didn't work for years. No, told his colleagues he was a secret agent with the CIA. Imagine that. Nope, can't come in to work. Nope, I'm on a secret mission, and I can't tell you where I'm going. He defrauded the federal government, your money, $100 million, almost $1 billion, in salary, expenses, hundreds of thousands of dollars in first-class airfare and all these fancy schmancy hotels in Europe, on your dime. Imagine that. This is the same guy who's head of the EPA, the same guy who I'm sure was very instrumental, since he's such a big global warmer, very instrumental in forcing the American people. Now, this is also criminal. They say in order to prevent any more destruction to the environment, you can't use a light bulb that doesn't destroy the environment. You have to use a light bulb that if you drop it, it will give mercury poisoning to everybody in the house. So you have to evacuate and scoop it up a certain way, open up the windows, get some breeze through, put on a zoot suit, take your little starving baby outside into the cold so it freezes to death so it doesn't get mercury poisoning and die. And this guy's milking your money, $900 million, probably a lot more, but, you know, government didn't want to make it look that bad, but you know it's probably a lot more than that. In September, John Beall, who served as senior policy advisor, and you see a picture of this dude? You ever seen him talk? I mean, what a just a slimy, just a creepy dude, man. You can see it in his eyes. He almost, I don't know, he's got that, I don't want to say the word because it, you know, then he would be casting aspersions on someone, but he has that creepy, you know, look in his eye. That's a strange dude, man. That's a creep. He gives me the willies, man. People like that, you can see it in their eyes.
Oh, he's a deceitful. He's a worm. This son of a bitch belongs in jail for the rest of his life. Screw him. But we're stuck with his goddamn light bulbs. That needs to go away. If we have a responsible Congress, that needs to go away. That is ridiculous. You hear that, Mr. Boehner? That is ridiculous. In order to save the planet from environmental hazards, we're going to use a environmental toxic mercury-laden baby-killing light bulb. We're going to force the American people to buy them from China. We won't even make them ourselves. Now, we do know that China has had a history with a lot of, you know, lead paint that you give your child. Oh, yeah, your child's playing with a toy, so it's chewing on it, gets lead paint. Yeah. Well, you know, lead poisoning is serious. You can die from lead poisoning. You can also die from mercury poisoning. And we have to now be forced to buy a light bulb that is toxic? And you wonder why we're upset, Mr. Boehner? That is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. That is ridiculous. Bail perpetrated his fraud largely by failing to show up at EPA for months at a time, including an 18-month stretch, starting in June of 2011, when he did absolutely no work. Nothing. To explain his long absences, this Mr. Creep, that's what his name is, not Mr. Beale, you're Mr. Creep. He's just a creepy-looking dude. He's got them weird, creepy eyes. I mean, just a, what a worm. So Mr. Creep told the agency officials, including the EPA administrator, Gina McCarthy, that he was engaged in intelligence work for the CIA. The headquarters in Pakistan. What? Pointy claimed to be urgently needed in Pakistan because the Taliban was torturing his CIA replacement. I mean, what? First of all, what I'd like to know, again, this goes with competency. If you're competent, first of all, a story like that, you would have, especially, I mean, why did it take so long before finally somebody checked up on this? I mean, these people are supposed to be so intelligent. How could you be that gullible and consider yourself intelligent? I don't get it. The EPA. How do you get EPA, global warming, with CIA? I mean, why? I mean, I just. So anyway, he's looming a long prison sentence, and what is really heartbreaking is there's a lot of people in the government that are coming to his side. Yeah. Imagine that. The EPA, they're backing him. Believe it or not. Even though that he lied, he admitted that he lied, he duped the country, they're still backing him. They still believe that he's a CIA operative, and he's willing to go to jail in order to not blow his cover. So they look to him as a hero. These are the same people who are forcing you to buy a toxic, mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulb. And if you use the other, you could get fined. You could get a ticket. You could go to jail for using a light bulb that does not destroy the environment. I've never once been poisoned by a light bulb. I'm just saying, a real light bulb. I've dropped millions of them. You drop them all the time. Every time you've got to replace one, the sons of bitches, you're always dropping one. That's why they come in packages of like 4 and 6. Because they know you're going to drop them. You're going to replace one, you're going to drop at least one. But now you drop the damn things and you got to evacuate the house, put on a zoot suit. Make sure your pets. I mean, come on.
We can't even make them here. We got to buy them from China. That's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. That's what we're upset about. Dynasty star ducks Barbara Walters interview to go hunting. I love it. I read this. I thought this is great. My brother is a huge, not the brother that calls up the show for football, but the little brother. He's a big football fan, too. But in any event, he's a big Duck Dynasty fan. And, you know, he told me about it. I watched a couple episodes. I think it's all right. I'm just not a reality TV show kind of guy. I do act, speaking of which, I've got a rehearsal tonight. It's our first reading, first rehearsal tonight on a one-act. It's just a one-act. It's going to be not a celebration, but a contest in New York City coming up in January. So I'm looking forward to that. Should be a fun evening tonight. I've seen a lot of the people in a long time, so it'll be fun. I haven't been on stage in a long time either. So, well, I've done video and different stuff like that, but I haven't been actually on a stage in a while. So it's going to be kind of fun. So we'll find out how that goes. But anyway, Mr. Robertson, he bails. That's the head guy, the dude. He was also a quarterback. Terry Bradshaw took his came in after him. They were like, they knew each other. So he's reporting that Mr. Roberts bailed on Barbara Walters' most fascinating people interview last month for the ABC network to go duck hunting. Good for you. Walters talked with other members of the Robertson family, and Phil's wife, Ms. Kay, reportedly told her that the 67-year-old founder of Duck Commander would rather shoot ducks than do the interview. Walters says on the air that she has never been superseded by a duck before. Well, you talk like a duck. I'm sorry, but Barbara Walters, you are not interesting. You're not. Your interviews are horrible. I've never liked your interviews when I was a child. I thought you were pathetic. You're fluff. You're not a hard-hitting, in-depth reporter. You're a fluff reporter. Fluff is fluff. And I don't blame him for going duck hunting. I mean, my God. It's, you know, Barbara, I know it's rough, but let me put it to you this way, sweetheart. You know what senior citizens do? They retire. Just retire. I don't know why people get all whacked out about all these stupid peoples of the year and person of the year, woman of the year, man of the year. Just stop with all that stupid of the years. I'm just, I don't know. I don't know why people get all, I don't know. We live in a very phony society anymore, and I'm just sick of it all. Maybe that's what it is. I know I'm a bit of a Scrooge sometimes, but that's all right. Screw it. Here's something. Speaking of Scrooges, this is PETA. You know who they are. You know, the treatment of animals, which, look, I understand where they're coming from. I understand where a lot of these people are coming from. However, they miss their own point. They go too far to their side, and they're missing their own point. And, look, I like people. I mean, I like animals. I don't like people, period. I don't believe in mistreating animals. If you're hunting, you're not really mistreating animals. I'm sorry, but you're not. You need to be smart so you understand that. But you're not smart, so you don't understand it. So shut up. I love animals. I don't know how people could mistreat a pet, a dog, a cat, a gerbil, anything. A coon, a possum. Look, unless you're going to eat it, don't kill it. Most people are like that. Most sportsmen that I know are like that. Sportsmen actually are more environmentalist than the environmentalists. Sportsmen do care about the environment. They don't want to see the environment destroyed because they won't have any more animals to hunt. So naturally, they care about the environment. And they care about it a hell of a lot more than you ever will. especially if you're going to force people to buy a toxic light bulb that will kill your child and kill you because it has mercury in it, and we have to buy it from China. God only knows if there's going to be lead in it as well. Are you going to tell me that hunters don't care about the environment? Huh? They don't leave their campsite. They don't leave their hunting site. They don't leave it. We don't leave stuff like that. We don't leave messes. We don't destroy the environment. We love the environment. We certainly aren't stupid enough to force people to buy a toxic light bulb, all to preserve the planet. How? By destroying it? It just doesn't stop with these people. So anyway, PETA has this unbelievable letter to an 18-year-old girl who was mauled by a bear. Okay, an 18-year-old Pennsylvania girl. You know the type. They cling to their guns and religion, you know, and antipathy towards others. You know how they are. Well, anyway, she was mauled by a bear last week while hunting with her dad. The real story is the letter that she received from PETA following the attack in which she suffered bite wounds and almost lost an ear. So I'm pretty sure that was probably frightening for her. I mean, getting bit in the face with a bear. Okay, via the Blaze, the letter, you know the Blaze, which asked the girl to use the attack to rethink her position on hunting. So let me read this letter. This is PETA writing to an 18-year-old girl who got mauled by a bear, was out hunting with her dad, and somehow the bear got close to her, attacked her, yada, yada, yada. You know, the dad scared the bear off with his rifle, and bada boom, bada bing, and... you know, the girl's in recovery, and she's going to be okay. So, anyway, I'm sure it was a very traumatic experience for this girl. And this is PETA. These are the people that are, you know, they're the good guys. They're really looking out for the animals. They're the Occupy Wall Streeters, you know. So I'm writing on behalf of PETA and our more than 3 million members and supporters, including thousands across Pennsylvania, to send our best wishes for your speedy recovery and ask you to take a few moments to reflect on this incident. Sarcastic as hell. This seems to be a good opportunity to put yourself in the place of the individuals you and the rest of your hunting party were trying to kill. The individuals you were trying to kill. Notice how she personified that. Animals are not individuals. As terrifying as it must have been to be attacked by a bear, please consider the frightening and painful experiences that hunters set out to impose upon animals. Kind of like you do to us there, PETA. It would be a blessing if you were to abandon hunting and decide to live and let live. Many animals endure prolonged painful deaths when they're injured by hunters. Now that you have experienced the horror of an attack, although this was in self-defense, we hope you will choose to enjoy nature in only non-violent ways. Thank you for your consideration. Oh, God. First of all, what the hell was this? Who was this? Did they give her name? Did they give a name of this idiot that wrote this? Let's see if they got a name up here. Alyssa Wampner. Alicia Wampner. Or Wampner. Wampner. Jesus, God Almighty, come on. I mean, see, this is the kind of stuff that we just don't need this kind of stuff. We don't need any more of this. This is the whole thing. The culture and the mindset in this country has got to change, and it's got to change rapidly. I mean, my God, we've got, I mean, it doesn't stop. You understand now, Mr. King, when the right time to fight is? Look at much more. All we had to do was hold the line. Obamacare would have eased a lot. See, the problem is, I think what's going to end up happening is all this stuff is going to start to boil over at once. This administration's going to be able to handle it if we can have a responsible enough Congress who can keep the storm going. I'm not so convinced that we do. I mean, if Mr. Boehner's going to be leading the House of Representatives, I'm not confident that he's got enough to see this all the way through. I don't see him signing on board to do any kind of discipline whatsoever. I don't see him going into... so far we've seen, this guy isn't trying to do his... he's not doing a very good job anyway of trying to lasso in some of this stuff. I mean, he might give a good speech here and there, but what the hell's a speech? We've all heard speeches. What do? Do speeches solve anything? Really? Are speeches legislation? Are they? If somebody put it in a speech, it means you got to do it now? Because it's in a speech? What if it's in the Constitution? What does that mean? Wow, that's an antiquated document. I mean, come on. We can't be using that stuff and following it. You know, we live in different times now. We can't have freedom anymore. Freedom was lost. Freedom's no good. We need to give all the power to the government so they can control the subjects' lives. The subjects should never be allowed to control their own destiny, their own life. They shouldn't be allowed to control anything. It's not up to them. It's us. We're the government. We're the ones in charge. Not the subjects. The subjects. Ugh. God, these people, they're uppity. That's all they are. Subjects. They're uppity. All they want is all this freedom. Hey, how about this? Did you hear about this? This is kind of interesting. I read this yesterday. It turns out that India is, they're not too happy with the United States, and they took down, they forced all the diplomats in, in New Delhi. Took the concrete barriers down, forced all the diplomats to turn over their IDs. Evidently what happened, there's a diplomat of some sort. The United States or New York is saying that their diplomatic, she has consular immunity, which is different than diplomatic immunity. Diplomatic immunity means you can't be touched. So anyway, this diplomat, this Indian chick, is she has hired an Indian resident from India to come over to be her housekeeper. Well, she's claiming that she paid her housekeeper $4,500 a month. So that's a hell of a... I mean, that's $4,500 a month. But anyway, she claims she paid her $4,500 a month to clean a house. But she only really paid her less than minimum wage. So she was arrested, and when they arrested her, they brought her to the police department, and they strip searched her, did a cavity search, just like anybody else. They threw her in the can along with the drug addicts and the hookers and the this and the that and all the crazies. Well, India was not too pleased with the handling of their diplomat. granted, yeah, okay. I can see if you're going to do that, yeah, you should be arrested. But if you're a diplomat, yeah, they probably should have used a little. Well, in any event, what really happened? I mean, it's what the cops say and what India says. So what really happened, I don't know. But India's not too pleased, and we've, you know, and then now we've got our State Department who's out there. Oh no, our relationship with India is very tight, and we have a wonderful working relationship. As India is taking down their embassy, destroying their concrete barriers, forcing these people to hand in their diplomat ID cards. So, I mean, it's just a frickin' mess. But granted, yeah, what she was doing, yeah, is that wrong? Yeah, and you're going to live in this country, yeah, if you're going to follow by those kind of rules. You may get away with that in India, but this is the United States. Should something happen to her, yeah. But they could have probably handled it, you know, a little better. But see, with this administration and the way the cops have gotten just taken all this control, that's what it is. Is anybody who has any kind of control, they just feel the need, they can just take the control. You heard the president when he gave that speech about Syria. He's trying to get somebody to go along with him. Maybe he should have hired the sexiest man in alive. Maybe that would have gotten Congress to go along with him. Or maybe he should have done a rap video. Maybe Congress to go along with bombing Syria. But just for the president to say that all these powers are now being, more and more powers are being granted to the president, no, they're not. And more powers being granted to the police department, no, they're not being granted. You people are taking them. There's a difference between taking and being granted. If you take it, you're stealing it. Stealing it is still against the law. I'm sorry. Last time I heard. So let's see what we've got here. This is, you heard about the Tom Coburn waste book. Well, this is only just a simple, stupid drop in a bucket. I know some of this stuff is ridiculous. But this isn't the kind of stuff that, I mean, Uncle Sam looking for romance on the web. 914,000 of your little bitty dollars they used to look up romance on the web. More and more people are looking online now. Uncle Sam is paying to make the web a little more romantic. The popular Romantic Project has received nearly $1 million from the National Endowment Humanities. All this stuff is, all these grants, these are people, these are friends of theirs. That's how you get a grant. You got to know somebody in order to get a grant. Well, that's not the purpose for the grants, okay? Look, I understand there's a lot of grants and giving out for certain projects. Certain science projects, certain this, certain that. But you know what? We should only be spending that money if we have the money. But this isn't the kind of stuff that I'm really talking about. I mean, when we're spending $5.4 million on unusable trash incinerators, freaking trash cans, $5.4 million on building trash cans that incinerate garbage in the war zone. They delivered the goddamn things, but they delivered them like 3 years late, and none of them worked. They still needed parts. Some of them weren't even completed yet, you know, like the website, healthcare.gov, which they spent $4.5 billion with a big fat freaking B dollars just in advertising.
and they still have to resort to the sexiest man. And it didn't even work. The sexiest man alive didn't even get people to do it. Now they got a rap video, you know, they got little girl won a contest. I mean, it's just scraping, they're trying to get, they tried with the NFL, NFL said no, I think they got a couple, I think they got a little bit of, you know, sports teams. They're trying anything and everything they can, and nobody's signing up. This is mandatory. Think about that. Something that is mandatory, nobody is signing up. That should be very telling to you, Mr. Obama. And remember, you're no longer president. You're not acting like a president. So we cannot call you President Obama anymore. You're not that. You're Mr. Presidents follow the Constitution. Misters don't. When you start following this document, you start acting like a president, I will call you a president. But your violation, sir, you have done just to the preamble is absolutely atrocious. I can't even go any further. I don't want to go any further. You've already done enough. What you have just simply done to the preamble is grounds for impeachment just based on that. Then would you couple what you have done to the body and then what you have done to the Ten Commandments, not Ten Commandments, the Bill of Rights. God almighty, where the... Well, basically, they are commandments. What the hell? You knew what I was talking about, the Bill of Rights. Then when you put Benghazi in there, then Fast and Furious, then IRS, then the NSA, then the stimulus packages, then this health care, and 400 surface air missiles that were stolen out of Benghazi. What about the other places that were stolen, I don't know how many months afterwards, all over the Middle East? What did we hear about that? No, we hardly heard anything. They stole night vision goggles, they stole a big Humvee, they stole a bunch of guns. How the hell do you allow all this stuff to be stolen? How the hell does the NSA allow a guy who's only been on the job a couple of months, who doesn't even have a high school education, to come in and steal all this information, fly off to China, and then off into Russia? How the hell does that happen? Unless you're completely 100% freaking incompetent. How the hell does that happen? How do you do that? I mean, I just. Oh, yeah. All right, I've had enough. I can't take any more. I just can't take any more of this nonsense. Now we got the president about ready to fly off into Hawaii. He's going to be gone. That's another $4 million, $10 million, whatever it is. And then when Michelle goes on a shopping spree, good God, we don't know how much that's going to be. So in any event, we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way.